Fed up and feeling ignored, a group of Kelowna watercraft rental operators say City Hall is strong-arming them with unfair fees, poor planning, and a refusal to listen. Following a recent meeting with city staff, the group formed the Kelowna Watercraft Rental Association, KWRA, to push back on the constant issues they deal with at the Water Street boat launch. "We want to cooperate with the city because we work here every day," said Dennis Stororik, owner of Okanagan Experience. "We know the problems. We know the solutions. They don't." Frustration over fees, enforcement. Boat launch fees for municipal docks were adopted by council in 2022, introducing a flat rate for commercial users, $2,000 per boat and $1,000 per jet ski for the year. Operators say the fees are arbitrary and unfairly applied. "We're not opposed to paying fees," said Stororik. "But other commercial operators, mechanics, marinas, they don't pay. Meanwhile, we get ticketed." He also said he's collected multiple tickets from bylaw officers and plans to dispute them. Operators argue the city's current approach to enforcement is heavy-handed and one-sided. They said $500 tickets have been issued for minor infractions while safety and upkeep are ignored. They claim that bylaw officers show up in groups, demand customer IDs, and create a hostile environment. The RCMP have been called to diffuse tensions and address bylaw conduct, they added. "It's almost like a bully attitude from high school," said Corey Severin, owner of Kelowna Sea-Doo Rentals. "I've actually had customers having to step in to the bylaw officer, which I don't want them to do that, but they're like, hey," until he actually walked away because he realized he was overstepping. The group says they're not asking the city to eliminate fees, just to make them fair, proportional, and part of a broader plan that includes infrastructure improvements. "Give us a per-launch fee, or a surcharge on transactions," said Severin. "We're happy to contribute, but the current system doesn't work." KWRA members are refusing to pay launch fees by the July 31st due date, and said they have been threatened with $10,000 per day fines and potential closure of the launch to their operations for the August long weekend. A letter from the city's real estate department to commercial operators, and provided to Black Press Media, states that the fee bylaw is in effect and escalating enforcement will begin July 31st. Any users of boat launch facilities found in non-compliance at that time will subject to fines and/or denied access. The group has asked the city to suspend enforcement until proper dialogue occurs, and requested to appear before council. "To even get on the agenda, we need 5 councilors to agree," Stororik said. "But how can they support something they haven't heard yet? It's a catch-22. Dock design, safety concerns. The Water Street launch was renovated in April 2024 to improve public safety and accessibility. However, operators said it was done without industry input, resulting in several design flaws and no improvements to the surrounding area, making launching slower and more hazardous. "These used to be docks all the way down so people could safely tie up their boats," said Severin, referring to more space to park watercraft. "Now you can't do that." Storjuk echoed those concerns. "Because previously it was a flat ramp, one person could launch a boat in 5 minutes," said Stororik. "Now it takes 20. That leads to congestion." Rob Whitmer of Okanagan Parasail said the new dock may look good, but it doesn't function well. "I know the city probably thought they were doing their best," he said. "But it's hopelessly impractical." Severin said he's also seen customers and members of the public slipping and injuring themselves on the new dock. "I watched a gentleman fall and split his head open because people were getting impatient and he was trying to hurry up." He added that the current configuration of the dock and parking area has created unsafe conditions for both boaters and pedestrians. "It's not if, it's when someone gets run over. You've got pedestrians walking behind vehicles trying to launch boats, and drivers often can't see them. The area is busy with pedestrian traffic as the waterfront walkway, Kelowna Yacht Club, restaurants, and the Delta Grand Resort are nearby." Storjuk noted that the city did provide traffic control personnel during the July 1st long weekend. It was super helpful. It reduced congestion dramatically. Max Standen, owner of Okanagan Luxury Boat Club and Valet, said unsafe behavior is common. People try to step between a truck and a trailer because they don't want to wait, he said. We also had one person, driver, squeeze through traffic and hit two vehicles trying to rush through. Standen, who employs more than 25 staff, said his team often steps in to direct traffic and ensure public safety. There's a real sense of community among us down here. We help each other out. But it's not sustainable. City's response. In a written statement, the city of Kelowna said safe and fair access to marine facilities for all users is a priority. The fee structure associated with Bylaw No. 10680 was designed to ensure commercial users pay their proportionate share of operating and capital costs associated with these amenities, thereby reducing the reliance on general taxation to fund boat launch infrastructure. The commercial boat launch fees help fund maintenance and capital improvements at the city's three launches, Water Street, Cook Road, and Sutherland Bay. Given the age of the infrastructure, further improvements are contemplated in future years, the statement read. The city added that it's conducting a broader review of municipal boat launch operations and has posted a public survey online. The city is also aware of KWRA's statements regarding access restrictions, proposed fines, and the refusal to pay launch fees over the August long weekend. The city remains committed to respectful and constructive engagement, the statement read. We won't comment on or negotiate these matters through the media. Staff are in ongoing dialogue with marine industry stakeholders and continue to review and assess how to best administer the city's boat launch infrastructure in a manner that best meets the needs of our community. KWRA Solutions. The association is calling for several short and long-term improvements, including suspending enforcement over the August long weekend, introducing a usage-based or percentage-based fee model, building two new floating docks for moorage, adding real-time stall signage like downtown parkades, improving dock safety with padding, benches, shade and daily garbage pickup, dredging and upgrading the Sutherland Bay launch as an alternative site. They also want more consistent rules across the marine sector. Right now, some operators pay and some don't, said Stororik. We formed this association so we can help the city create a system that works, and enforce it fairly. Despite the frustration, operators say they want to work with the city. We're not saying build the launch to our specs, said Standen. Just make it safe, make it user-friendly, that's good for the public, not just for us. With the August long weekend approaching, operators are watching closely to see whether City Hall will reconsider. If nothing changes, we'll have frustrated guests, safety risks, and businesses suffering for no good reason, said Stororik. That doesn't help anyone.